This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, three upcoming community events, CMRR Public Meeting, Symposium for Food and Seed Sovereignty, and Gathering for Mother Earth. Important community events will be held in northern New Mexico next week. The first is a public meeting about the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Facility Replacement, CMRR, at Los Alamos National Laboratory, which will be held on Wednesday, September 23rd at the Best Western Hilltop House in Los Alamos between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. The second is the Symposium for Food and Seed Sovereignty, which will be held on Friday and Saturday, September 25th and 26th, at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. The third is the 13th Annual Gathering for Mother Earth, which will be held on Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th, at Pohaki Bend's Gathering Grounds. Tewa Women United organizes the annual gathering, which this year is calling for participants to, quote, tap into the passion of love and light in natural laws to create community unity in a world anew, end quote. Many other community-based organizations and peoples who are experiencing the effects of living around nuclear production cycle sites will join in the wisdom of community unity from children's centerness. Each gathering has a color theme, and this year's color is red, which awakens our physical life force. Activities will include the annual Sankawe Relay Run, a youth tent, healing arts, ecological safety workshops and talking circles, health-related information sharing, solar cooking, arts and crafts, and raffle prizes. The gathering will begin with sunrise ceremonies on both Saturday and Sunday. It will end with closing activities at 2 p.m. on Sunday. The fourth annual Symposium for Food and Seed Sovereignty, Sustainability and Food Security for the 21st Century and Beyond is collaboratively organized and produced by the Native Earth Bioculture Council, which includes Traditional Native American Farmers Association, the Institute of Natural and Traditional Knowledge, the Institute for American Indian Arts, and the Pueblo of Tesuque, Department of Agricultural Resources Department. Internationally renowned speakers, as well as local and regional experts in the areas of food security and sustainable ecology, will present. Activities include a heritage seed exchange, as well as panels on youth issues in the 21st century, food and nutrition, water issues and traditional farming, land restoration, and medicinal herbs. A vendor market featuring natural earth-friendly products, information, and services will also take place. The last event is the 8th public meeting for the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Facility Replacement at LANL. It is the public meeting which is held every 6 months as a result of a settlement agreement between the New Mexico Environment Department, LANL, and seven non-governmental organizations, including CCNS. The facility includes a proposed building larger than a Walmart for manufacturing plutonium triggers. Your attendance at these events is appreciated. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a donation, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.